Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
Amen to that, Tony. Amen to that. All righty. Well, let's play some music.
Thank you. nothing. I will rest. I will rest.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's praise and worship for the service. Okay, well, let's get into the message. It's called Identity of the Heart. So often we view God as an enforcer of religious rules. We see commands of Scripture as a list of dues rather than a path leading to abundant life. But those perceptions aren't the truth of Scripture. Those beliefs are founded on misguided notions of God's character. God is after the heart. More than he wants us to do right, he wants us to see him rightly. He wants us going to church, reading the Bible, worshiping, serving the poor, and living right so that you come from a heart filled with a true revelation of his love and kindness. So may your heart be holy, God, this week. Many of us spend our entire lives just trying to answer one simple question. Who am I? We look to our accolades again, our strengths and weaknesses to define us. We look to other people to determine who it is we are. We allow circumstances and open or closed doors to tell us who we're supposed to be. We look everywhere but the one who actually knows the true answer. But God says to you and me, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name and you are mine. Isaiah 43, verse 1. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, Scripture says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. We need a renewing of our identity. We need to look at the Word of God and choose to believe that we are truly are who He says we are entirely. We need to let our Creator define the identity of His creation. You serve a God who has called you His child. Regardless of anything you've done, well or poorly, regardless of your success or failures, you are first and foremost a redeemed child of the Most High God. It's time to anchor your identity to the unshakable truth of Scripture. You see, it's not enough just to know what Scripture says. It's not enough to be able to recite verses like, we should be called the children of God, and so we are. Until your heart of hearts you believe in the truth of Scripture, you will base your entire life on whatever it is you value most. If you value the opinion of man over God's word, your identity will be founded on the fleeting and fickle opinions of others. If you look to your circumstances to define you, then your identity will change with the passing of seasons. But if the identity you believe in your heart is founded on God's truth, then your self-worth, perspectives, decisions, and insecurities and beliefs will be unshakable and yield abundant life. So take time today to assess your own heart. Look honestly at your beliefs. Where are you looking for your identity? Place your trust in the truth of God's word, that the identity of your heart would come from your loving Creator. May your time in guided prayer be marked by powerful revelation of truth. So meditate on the truth of your identity. What are you allowing to define you? What in your heart of hearts do you value above the truth of Scripture? Ask the Holy Spirit for a heart-level revelation of who you are in Christ. Open your heart to God that He might reveal to you the truth of His perspective. Align your beliefs with the truth of Scripture. It's absolutely critical to take an honest assessment of your heart when it comes to your identity. Don't let going to church, talking about Scripture, or even spending time reading God's Word be enough. Take a look at what is actually sinking into your heart and changing your life. Don't rest until your life, your emotions, actions, and beliefs align with God's truth. May you be energized and renewed to seek out the fullness of life God has in store for you. Amen. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 139. It will bring this devotion more to light for you. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing which way is up or down, okay, or where to go in life on this road? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you are suffer from a depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something worse, as an addiction to alcohol, or drugs, gambling, overeating, sexual immorality, whatever it may be. See, the Lord can take it away from you, but in order to do so, He has to know you. He can't do anything for you if He don't know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once more for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I see I have some callers, okay? Okay, but no one's pressed the one key as of yet. Okay, as soon as they press the one key, I'll bring them on. Now, if you said this prayer, okay, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Well, once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the one key. When you press the one key, when you press the one key, you'll come on live and you can tell us and the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Because right now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and all those angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So, won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I'm going to take the first caller, which is 814. I believe it's our brother Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you, Doug.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
Say what?
Say yes. Okay. Excellent. Good to hear from you, too.
Amen to that.
So what's up tonight?
Oh, nothing much. I've already done the reading.
Yes, yeah, I heard it.
So well, now we're just taking calls and seeing what's going on, okay, and seeing what people have to say, okay, about the show, the message, and what they got out of it. So what did you think of the message?
It's great. No.
So that's... All right. Hopefully
Got
we're going to have...
Callers?
Huh?
Any other callers like Johnny?
No, not... We ain't got any callers yet. We've got 111 callers, but I'm not taking those. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't think
How about the guy with the mouth surgery?
Huh?
How about the guy that had mouth surgery?
Yeah, that was Randy, I believe. Okay.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yes, I'm glad you do that. Very good. Okay. Carry on. I'll just listen.
Okay. All righty. Well, hopefully we're going to get some more callers. Okay, that's going to call in, like Johnny and maybe DC2 and, okay, maybe Mad Mark. Maybe it was Jason. He may call in.
It's really expensive.
Yeah, maybe Jason.
Yeah, car has a better way. Only CarFax.com can give you the most accurate price based on the CarFax report.
Okay.
Yeah, you got noise in the background going.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what have you been doing, Doug?
same thing I've been doing, same like you, you know. You just do what you do, I do what I do, and try to make stuff better and, you know, be positive and keep moving on, right?
Amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Well, let's see. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to play some more music here, Doug. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I'll keep you on the line, and hopefully we get some more callers. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you. When you speak, confusion fades. Just a word, and suddenly I'm not afraid, 'cause you speak, and freedom reigns. There is hope, and every single word you say. Thank you.
take a caller here. Okay. Hello, who do I have on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. It's me. It's Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I called in the other night. I went to the dentist again today. It's horrible. Can I ask you something, Ken?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. Why is it that I ended up losing $2,000 during this membership thing that you put out there?
I told you, I don't do memberships, Mike. I don't do memberships.
I don't have that much money, Ken, and it's, you know, every little bit hurts, and $2,000 isn't, you know, that hurts a lot. I don't know what to do. What should I do, Ken?
Well, you need to contact your bank and tell them there's been some forgery going on, okay?
Well, yeah, because they said they were going to reach out to God's Rainbow Ministries and investigate the situation, because it actually says, I guess, on their bank account, on the bank, the person who cashed it, it says Kenneth Fishman.
Well, I assure you, I did not cash any check. I did not get any check. I do not charge for memberships. I'm not getting anything on PayPal. I'm not getting anything, period. So,
do you think somebody probably is impersonating you?
Yeah. I told you that the other day. That this Pastor Kent, BBF, Mary Lou.
That's why I'm confused, because Mary Lou is the one who I spoke to, but Mary Lou, I thought, was you.
No, I'm
you
not
know
Mary
what I mean?
Lou.
I'm really confused, but I hope everything works out, because I haven't made rent, and it's already the 7th, and I already got that 3-day notice.
Well, like I said,
is there any way maybe some people could help, like, raise money to help me out? I mean, maybe we could all, if people would just donate to me, maybe you think you guys could do that?
I don't know. If people want to donate, okay, they can do that. But they got to have information to donate it to.
Okay. I'll post it. Should I post it? What website can I go to so I can connect with everyone?
How about Discord?
Can you send me a link or something?
I can't send any links, I don't have the authority to do that. I don't have authority to send invites.
For some reason.
Okay, but you know, maybe get a hold of Randy, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe an invite.
Well, how about, you know who sent me something was DC2.
Well, maybe he can do that.
Okay, that's good. Is there any other callers on the line, Ken?
We got Doug.
Well, let's hear it.
We got Pastor Kent on the line. How about that? Okay, maybe
yeah.
You can ask. Maybe you can ask him about this. Okay. Stuff.
You don't know my name.
Hey, is that you, Pastor Kent?
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
I noticed you are accusing me of impersonating you.
No, I said Mary Lou is impersonating me, but you and BBF and Mary Lou are behind this package deal.
Kenny, do you remember the 11th commandment?
Yeah, I remember the 11th commandment. There's no 11th commandment. It's something you make up, okay? Let's just stop it.
What?
I don't even want to hear that crap, Mr. Kent.
Can I hear
it? What was the 11th commandment?
Yeah, my guess, Pastor Ken, a question.
Pastor Ken?
Yes, my son.
Why has Pastor Kenneth Fishman stolen my money?
I didn't steal anything.
That money was not supposed to go to Kenny. But it did.
No, it didn't.
You see,
the money went to me, Pastor Kent.
When I was owner of HGM and I had to take it off the air because donations were mysteriously disappearing into Kenny's account. Everyone
I never
was
got a donation
to me.
Can't stop your lying. Goodbye.
Because I was buying.
You're going on mute. Okay?
Ken.
He's nothing. He's doing
Ken,
nothing
but
lying.
But I wanted
okay?
to hear it because I'm going to get evicted now, and I can't. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You should never send money to people. Okay.
Yeah, but
I don't know why they were charging you $200 or $150. Okay. For supposedly a membership, it's only $47.81 for platinum.
Well, then that means you stole even more from me. I don't have a place to go after this. Is there any way? If I don't have a place to go, is there any way maybe you can help me out? Maybe give me a place that I can crash with you just for a couple of days? Please?
No, I can't help you there either. Okay?
Can I ask Pastor Kent? Maybe Pastor Kent can help me.
He lives in Canada.
Stay with him?
Pastor Kent lives in Canada.
If I don't have a place to go, I'll go anywhere. Can I ask him? Do you mind?
Okay, I'll let you ask him if you can go to his house. Okay.
Okay. Uh huh.
Okay, go ahead and ask him.
Hello, my sons.
Hi. I was wondering, being that Ken. Pastor Kenneth Fishman is refusing to return my money. Do you think maybe I can possibly stay with you, or maybe you can convince Pastor Ken to at least let me stay at his place? I could sleep on the couch or anywhere.
Well,
I don't have anywhere to go.
I will do you one better. I have a house in San Antonio that I pay the rent and mortgage on, and it just so happens that I let Kenny stay there, and Victor and Tony F.
You don't pay no rent. Quit lying.
Because
you don't
they are
pay
my
no
apprentices.
Rent stop your lying,
and Victor
Pastor Kenny. Goodbye.
Minor.
You're just not doing nothing but lying. Okay? He's doing nothing but lying to you. Okay? We pay our own rent. He doesn't pay any rent. Okay? He's lying.
Why was it? Because I thought he was going to give me a place to stay. I really don't.
No, he's lying to you. He's lying to you, Mike. Sorry about that.
I'm going to be homeless here in a couple of days. I got 2 more days left on this 3-day notice.
Well, all I can say is you shouldn't have sent money to people you don't know. Okay?
Well, I trusted you, Ken.
Hey,
that's what it was.
I didn't do the packages. I told you that the other day. I didn't do any package deal. Okay? So I'm sorry there, Mike.
Is there any way maybe... Are you sure I couldn't... Do you know of a place I could stay?
Besides the homeless shelter.
All the reserves that I had to spend on my teeth. I have been known to smoke methamphetamine in the past, and my teeth had gotten all eaten up. And so I had to have them all removed, and I'm getting veneers put in them. But maybe... can I ask Pastor Kent one more thing? I just really want to ask him one last thing. And then, you know, whatever you got to do, you got to do. But I need a place to go. Please, Ken.
He's going to lie to you. Okay? Pastor Kent's doing nothing but lying. Okay?
But you can mute him if he starts lying. I really need to know what to do. Please. I beg of you.
Okay, I'll bring him back on one more time. But that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Is he on?
Yeah, he's on.
Hello. Mary Lou.
Oh.
I'm not Mary Lou.
I was saying, Victor is 17, so I do not charge him rent.
Can I ask you something, Kent?
Yes,
why
my
do you
son.
Think Pastor, why do you think Pastor Kenneth Fishman is keeping the money and he just won't return it? What can I do? Like, what are my legal repercussions?
Well, my son, I can get you your money back. But
thank
in order
you, Lord.
Yeah, whatever. He's lying. I don't have any money. And goodbye, Mike.
Oh, I thought you were going to let him talk you.
Okay, that's enough of that, okay, craziness, okay? Which I know Mike is really Randy, okay? Yeah, okay, which is John Connor, okay? Okay, so goodbye, John Connor. All right. So anyway, I'm going to say God bless you all, okay? And may you all have a blessed night. I'm ending this early because I'm tired of this crap. Okay, so good night, everybody. God bless, and have a good day.